The Story of Cirrus Flux by Matthew Skelton, read by John Smith. The summer of the year 1783 was an amazing and portentous one, and full of horrible phenomena. Gilbert White, The Natural History and Antiquities of Selborne. Prologue. The Antarctic Circle, 1756. The boy can hear something scratching at the sides of the boat. A restless, scrapping sound, as though the sea has grown claws and is seeking a way in. For countless days, His Majesty's bark, the Destiny, has been drifting through uncharted waters, crossing new latitudes until it can go no further south, blocked by an impenetrable reef of ice and fog. Is this it? The boy thinks. Have we finally reached the edge of the world? He shifts uncomfortably under the blankets he has heaped on top of himself and tries to sleep, but it is so cold that the hairs in his nostrils stick together, stitched shut. For several hours, his dreams have numbed him, carrying him back to London and the fields surrounding the Foundling Hospital, where only a few years ago he was making twine and weaving nets. Now, he is awake on the far side of the globe, the blood slowly freezing in his veins. The cold decides him. He must move. The boy swings his legs over the edge of the hammock and drops to the ground. All around him, men are slumped in sleep, but he takes care not to rouse them as he creeps through the cramped quarters to the stairs. For many, it is their second or even their third voyage to the southern reaches of the globe, and they are...